I pulled the bracelet they'd neglected to confiscate from my pocket. No traces of a body? He snorted and then readjusted his glasses. You're kidding, right? They still haven't gotten the fire out. I nodded and slipped the ghost bracelet onto my wrist. Any word on Schiller? You sure it was him last night? Somebody set the fire and then closed and locked that door. And Jimmy Lane is missing, and Louis Howard is dead. I turned to Henry. There was also the third guy, the one who was at Jimmy's house. We never got his name. The cop nodded and looked at his shoes. We got an address for Schiller, but he's no longer there. Anywhere to find the third man? He must work for Alpine. Anything there? I can check the city database. There has to be taxes or something to track him down. You got Henry's number?
I do.
We had started toward my truck when I turned back. How's the patrolman I punched? Wearing his black eye like a badge of honor. He got whacked by the great Walt Longmire. You'll tell him I'm sorry. You saved his ass from getting quick fried to a crackly crunch. I think that's enough. He waved and retreated into the building as I started the truck and sat there. The third guy, Schiller, introduced him the same time he did Louis Howard when he called him Lou Dog. It was something like Whispering Smith. I thought about it some more. Silent A, that's what he called him. Henry looked at me. That is not much to go on. Message Schultz and tell him at least it's something. He thumbed the text into his phone. I do not suppose the Brotherhood of the North has a clubhouse. I pulled out of the parking tower. Probably not. And if they do, the address isn't likely to be listed. All for the best, in that you already have an appointment. Where? Your first and most likely only practice is in 20 minutes. He grinned, thin as a hand-napped spearhead. Coach. The Metro Park Arena had happily provided its facility for the National Native American Invitational. Pressed hard against the Rimrock Cliffs, it was colossal in comparison with the gymnasium in Lame Deer. We walked through the pathway on the eastern side of the building, the air washing around us like a wind tunnel that had been known to lift small children from the ground. The general manager, Bill Dutcher, adjusted his glasses and laughed, looking back at the girls. The wind comes in from the northwest and channels along the cliff before getting trapped in here and blowing stuff up and under the roof. He pointed at the top of the building, 100 feet up. Every week or so, we have to go up there and get the hats, jackets, and other stuff that get blown off people. I couldn't help but ask, what's the strangest thing you've ever found up there? A wedding veil? He thought about it. I bet somebody got in trouble for that. Pushing the heavy back doors open, where a Yellowstone County deputy stood, we followed him into the building and a mammoth loading dock where he waved at the security guy in the glass booth to our right and then walked us down a short tunnel. I can't tell you how excited we are to have you guys in the tournament. We haven't ever had Lame Deer up here, so we're kind of looking to you as the home team. We walked out into the titanic 12,000-seat arena. It's a big home. Yeah, and you just got a new floor. He pointed to my boots, his voice echoing, no hard shoes. Right. He and Tiger Scalp Kane continued walking along the side as Henry and I turned to the girls, who looked like they had just been informed that they were going to have to step from a spaceship without oxygen. Hey! The bear turned and backed toward the court with his arms spread, palming a red, white, and blue ABA ball in one hand, his black duster splaying out like wings. You have earned the right to be here. He cupped the ball in both hands, stepping just outside the inbounds line. This arena is so fine that 5 years ago the gods decided to carry it back home with them, so they sent a tornado to fetch it, but it is still here. He glanced down at his chukka boots. Look around you, and if you count, you will see this is the largest indoor arena in the entire state and one of the greatest stages on which you will ever have the opportunity to play. But he stepped onto the court, dribbling the ball with determination. This is inbounds and where the magic happens. This is where you will hold court, and you will find that it is exactly like your home court back in Lame Deer, no longer, no wider, no taller. Exactly the same. He spun around, chucked the ball with all his strength, and we watched as it sailed across two-thirds of the court, slamming into the glass backboard and clanging through the hoop. This ends Disc 6.